Joining us in the studio is our very special guest, John McGivern, who, of course, as a youngster, went to St. Peter and Paul?
Yes.
Okay, and now it's on the east side?
It's on the east side. Mm-hmm. Kramer and Bradford.
Is it still there?
It is. Okay. It is. Yeah. The school is now called Catholic East. And then I went to St. Lawrence Seminary in Mount Calvary, Wisconsin. So for any of you Catholics, for you people who weren't Catholic, there was something that we were raised with as a kid that was called limbo. It was a church.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where if you weren't baptized. If you weren't baptized, then you went to limbo if you died before
Pagan
you were baptized.
Babies went to limbo.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but a panel of Catholic theologians met at the Vatican last month, and although word is not yet official, they apparently decided to abolish the concept of limbo.
Hmm.
Are you serious?
What are all those babies going to do?
Well, here we go.
Okay.
It's called Limbo Rocked. It's out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. As I said, a panel of Catholic theologians met at the Vatican last month, and although word is not yet official, they apparently decided to abolish the concept of limbo. Another cherished childhood belief bites the dust. It seems that limbo was never actually official church teaching, but sort of a medieval theory that kept getting passed along.
So really?
They kept telling us about it, didn't they?
Yeah. Like an urban myth?
Right. A church urban myth.
Right.
Wow.
In 1984, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who before mm-hmm. becoming Pope Benedict, spent two decades as the church's chief arbiter of doctrine, said, personally, I would let limbo go. Well, okay then. Oh, sure. Now they tell me. It didn't feel like theological hypothesis during the Eisenhower administration. It was the subject of long, intense discussions with the nuns who taught us that limbo was a kind of place where the souls of babies who died before being baptized in the faith would spend eternity.
Right.
It wasn't quite heaven because you wouldn't see the face of God, but it was a lot better than hell.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There was no fire or torment.
Mm-hmm.
To a kid growing up in the nervous 50s and early 60s, this sounded like a pretty good deal, a way better deal than the one we got. Sure, we'd been baptized as babies and thus didn't have to worry about original sin, but occasions of other kinds of sin were everywhere. The hamburger you were too hungry to pass up even though it was Friday. The brother who needed a punch in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The girl in the desk in the next aisle who was now wearing a bra. The thoughts about that girl. I didn't have that sin. I did want to wrestle with Larry Jezuschek, but other than that! You'd think about this during civil defense drills. The Russians had the bombs, and your old man was too cheap to build a fallout shelter. So you'd hit the floor, duck and cover, and think about the unfairness of it all. Here you were, a kid who snarfed a hamburger for lunch, about to be incinerated by the godless commies who decided to drop the bomb on a Friday. Not only ruining the weekend, but condemning you to hell, or at least purgatory. And meanwhile, those lucky unbaptized babies would be enjoying limbo. We spent a lot of time quizzing the nuns about limbo and rules for getting in. What if you were like a baby, and your parents were driving you to church to be baptized, only the Russians dropped the bomb while you were still in the parking lot and you died? Would this count as a baptism by intention? What if you were, like, just born and were still in the hospital and your parents hadn't even thought about setting the baptism date and the Russians dropped the bomb? Limbo, right? Amazingly, the nuns had answers for all of these questions, which was the beautiful thing about growing up Catholic back then. By the time John Paul II became Pope in 1978, limbo was in, well,
limbo.
It hadn't been dealt with formally, but you knew it was coming. Now I think of what comedian George Carlin said when American Catholics got a waiver of the fish on Friday rule. What about the guy who's in hell on a meat wrap? What about all the unbaptized babies who were in limbo? Were they never there? Or did they get out? Are they like hurricane victims waiting in the Superdome for a bus to take them to Houston? Nowadays, you can't even find a nun to ask.
That's phenomenal. Now, but the concept of purgatory is still there.
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what's the difference between purgatory and limbo then?
Well, purgatory, as I understand it, is sort of the, yes, it's sort of the waiting room.
The possibility of getting out of purgatory is there, but getting out of limbo is not.
Right.
Yes,
correct.
And I believe, this is what I remember. I remember that you go to purgatory if you died with venial sins on your soul.
Yeah, it's like detention until you can absolve those.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's a venial sin?
A venial is, you know, I think
versus
I was in here.
Mortal sin. Yeah,
mortal is the big one.
Yeah.
That's murder,
right?
Rape, and not going to church on Sunday. Those are the three big mortal sins.
What about eating meat on Fridays?
That was.
That used to be mortal.
That
used to be mortal along with the other things John just mentioned.
Yeah. Venial is like little ones, like you know, fighting with your brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Telling a white lie.
A white lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You mean if you ate a bite of hamburger on Friday, it was the same as if you cut somebody?
Yes.
And killed them.
Yeah.
And ate them.
It was.
Yeah,
that was like when we received our first communion.
If you touched the wafer,
if you touched the host, your hand would burn down to your wrist.
Right.
Yep.
And wow.
So of course, in like third grade, I saw some guy without a hand, and it was like, "Did you touch the host?"
You know, it's rules like that.
You really touched the host, didn't you? It's like the guy said, "No, I was in the war." It's like, oh well, same thing.
Isn't it rules like that that make you kind of question the whole the whole thing? Then do you ever stop to think that what if you die and you go to heaven and it's not our religion?
Do you think it's any religion?
Well, what if you die and you show up and there's 72 virgins waiting for you and you go, oh man, I was on the wrong team.
I should have been a Lutheran.
No way.
Well, that's a Martin Luther. That was the whole idea. He was a Catholic, wasn't
right.
he?
Yeah. And then he just decided I'm not.
Wasn't it the indulgences that put him over the edge?
Exactly.
The indulgences put him over because it was like, hey, if you pay enough money to the church, you can sin.
Right.
And you won't. And he's like, what?
Yeah. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's like the
opinion.
It's working for me.
We know that now. We know that now is politics.
And getting the date you want for your wedding.
Yeah.